Welcome to Busy Moms Podcast. Hang on and here we go. My name is Mandy. I'm a mom of 3, 8, 7, and 5-year-old. And I work part-time and full-time mom. And I'm also a chronic volunteer, stealing that word from my friend Monica.
Hi, I'm Monica. I am the mother of 6, which are 21, 19, 18, 6, and 4-year-old twins. I work full-time for a big healthcare organization, manage about 55 people underneath my belt. I am a chronic volunteer. I am also just went back to school last week, started college. I have 2 classes that I'm taking, and I am doing a very fun, cool hip-hop dance class every week. So that's why I'm busy.
Hi, I'm Gretchen. I have 3 sons. They are 20, 17, and 4. I work part-time for a garden center, and I am also a chronic volunteer. And I also homeschool. So none of us have any time.
No, none whatsoever.
So Monica, can you tell us like what sparked this idea to create a podcast for busy moms?
So that's an even funnier story to even tell. So while I was sitting in a Bible study about 3-4 months ago, the question was posed was, how much do you spend time in the Word? I looked over at Mandy because we were sitting next to each other, and I looked at her and I said, absolutely nothing. I said, I don't. And so it kind of bugged me after thinking that in my head and then thinking about how busy we are. And the only thing that I really look at on a daily basis is I have my Bible app, which sends me a verse at around 10 o'clock in the morning. So I look at that and I was like, well, I guess I kind of do. But then really thought about it and I'm like, but I don't read anything before or afterwards. So I'm like, crap. So I thought about it, again, thinking how busy we all are on a regular basis, but I'm like, what if we could cram a 10-minute Busy Moms Bible study? So, like, again, halfway through that Bible study, I looked over at Mandy, and I'm like, we're going to start a 10-minute Bible study. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yes. I'm like, we're going to do it. And then we had both been reading this book, kind of sparked some ideas, and then we're talking about it, and then we're like, we need one more person. And I was like, Gretchen. And I'm like, Gretchen is going to be our third person. So we asked Gretchen, and really, that's how this came to be. So yay, Busy Moms Podcast.
Do you want to talk about the book a little?
Yeah. So the book was actually given to me again by Mandy because
me too.
And because she was really excited about it, and she gets a lot more reading. I don't know how she does it because I have no time to read. Yeah, so kudos to her.
I stay up too late reading. Sorry.
Yeah. And I'm passing out by like 9:30 once the kids are in bed. So I'm like, if there's no reading tonight. So, but this book was actually pretty cool. It's called How Many Times Do I Have to Tell You by Rachel Carman. It's really hard to explain, but there's so many different chapters with so many different, we'll just say, catchphrases. And it's phrases that everybody, even if you're not a mom, has said. I mean, a couple of them, we don't act like that, or it's time to rest. And another one, you will always be my child. I mean, even if you're an aunt, if you're a great grandmother, if you're a new mom, or a mom to be, I mean, we've heard all of these phrases by our own moms to ourselves. So, and I'm sure any more of these phrases, you can think of instances. So that was my inspiration upon this, because I wanted to be able to catch like a whole multitude of women, whether you had children, whether you didn't have children, whether you were in the process of being an empty nester, or you're going to be grandparents for the first time, or you're going to be a first time mom. I mean, or you're starting over like Gretchen and I did, like, hey, let's have another baby. Okay, let's do this all over again. Like, it was kind of crazy, but I mean, it's a roller coaster of a ride that, as crazy as it is, I don't think I would want to do it all over again. I wouldn't want to do it all over again, but I wouldn't change anything that's happening in my life right now, because it's made me who I'm in today. And I'm sure I can say for the same thing for the other two ladies. If we haven't gone through everything that we have, we wouldn't be here
right
in this room doing this podcast. I mean, everything that has happened has brought us here to this point, which I know that we're all excited just to be able to share this with everyone else. Because I know if we can't even sit down to do 10 minutes, whether you have kids or you're not, I mean, everybody's busy. But if you want to be able to be in that word, be able to be confident in your own person as a Christian, you have to. Because if you don't, then you don't have that sustenance to be able to
grow,
move forward and grow.
That's right.
And if you don't have that, I mean, where are you? And that's where I know I found myself in, because I wasn't growing. I was just kind of stagnant, but still trying to teach my little kids, because with the big kids and everything, we had a blended family. So by the time we had all gotten them together, they were already in their end of almost going into middle school. So not that we missed it, but it was different. So to have three other little kids that my husband and I obviously are raising together, again, was different for me, because I started out as a single mom, then went to stepmom, then went to, okay, let's have some more babies. So we get to do it all over again. So like, you had a partner to do this with, which is still totally different for me, because I raised my first daughter basically on my own till she was almost 10 years old. So that's all of their younger years trying to grow them with God. And with the little kids, it's so cool to have obviously a partner to be able to do it with, but to have two different opinions of how we can actually teach the children about God. And that's the biggest thing right now, is to make sure that we're grounding them with God, so that way as they get older and everything, they know that they have somebody that they can lean onto. They have somebody that they can pray to. They have somebody that's going to be there no matter what. And no matter what happens to my husband and I, that they are grounded in that foundation, because that's, I just feel that's just my main purpose. That's what we have to be doing. So
you gave, Mandy, you gave both of us this book. Why did you pick this book?
I'm a chronic, what do you call it?
Bibliophile.
I love to read. I came across this book probably 5 years ago.
Wow.
Down in Kentucky. And I read it, and it just really spoke to me that those things that I'm saying to my children, God is also saying to us as adults, but we don't stop to think about that. So it was just really kind of cool to me to hear, how many times do I have to tell you to stop that? That honestly, God's saying that to me about a lot of things in my life.
Right.
So to take that moment and go, okay, I'm saying that to my kids, but let me apply it to myself as well. And I just thought that was really cool, that it was a great way for me to get back into the word as well. And just those things that I'm saying to my kids can also trigger thoughts with me, and yeah, to take that step back and go, oh, wow, yeah, I'm not doing that right either, Lord. I'm sorry. So when Monty was, you know, we need to do this Bible study, we got to do something, I was like, I got a book. I got a book for moms and for, well, just anybody that has a mom that has heard these lines, it's going to relate. So that's why I was like, I'm going to go on Thrift Books and I'm going to buy everybody a book and y'all are going to read it.
And we have. So, and here we are.
Yes.
We need to share it with other people too.
Yes.
So,
how about we start off with a nice short prayer to bring us all in?
That sounds fantastic. Take it away.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together. We thank you for divinely inspiring both of these ladies with your subject and to further your kingdom. We ask, Lord, that you open the hearts and minds of everyone listening, and that you give us the words to say, to reach. Lord, help all of us busy moms to get back to you, into your word, and help us teach our babies. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So this first topic that we're going to, this chapter that we're going to talk about is called Call Home. So you ladies, we looked through it and we read it. What was your first thought about that calling home? Like, where did it hit you? Like,
she's talking about payphones. That's me, baby. That was, if you change location, you call home. If you are going to be late, you call home. If, you know, anything like that, you need a ride, all this other stuff, you call home. And we couldn't just whip out a cell phone. We had to have a quarter.
You had to have a quarter in that
and
pocket.
You had to find a pay phone to call or call collect and then risk the beating when you got home.
No, what you did is you hurried up and recorded, come and pick me up, I'm at the high school, bye.
Yeah, yep.
So that way your parents didn't get charged.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the reference that she makes to us calling our parents when we're kids, right? With our kids now, our bigger kids now, yes. And we go, you have a cell phone in your pocket all the time. Why don't you answer it when I call? Why don't you, you know, why aren't you picking up when I call you? Or why don't you let me know what's going on with you?
I didn't have any data. Or yeah. I didn't have any service.
Yeah. No, I got unlimited data for you, so exactly. You should always have service to text me wherever you're at. You don't even have to call me. All you have to say is, I'm alive, and yep. I would be happy with that.
Right, exactly. And how we need to hear that. As the mom, you're going, my heart's going to tear out of my chest if something happens to you. So, you know, do you want to let me know that you're alive mm-hmm. and not bleeding somewhere?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to think that God thinks the same way.
Yeah.
Like, about us. Well, I know that you're okay, but it would be really nice if you'd, I don't know, talk to me. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hit home for me. I mean, I call my mother all the time to talk to her and tell her, same, you know, tell her about my day, tell her what my frustrations are, my joys, how's she doing, you know, catching up. And I realized that when I read this, I'm like, oh, I need to do that for him, with him too. I need to do that with God too. I need to call him and just say, hey, I had a great day today.
Yeah.
You know, this. Thank you for this wonderful day. I got into work. Things went smoothly. The kids didn't hate dinner and they ate. Bedtime wasn't as horrifying as it normally is. You know, thank you. You know, I appreciate that day, you know, because I do, you know, we always call on them when there's an emergency, like we do moms.
Yeah.
You know, that bad day, we're calling, but we don't always call for the good. We don't always call for the excitement, what we're looking forward to, you know?
With the gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah, the gratitude. And I really liked that phrase, just hit me. Like, I have to call him like I call my mom every day.
Yeah, this hit me only for the fact, I don't want to say only for the fact, but I realize that I don't call my parents as much. I mean, unfortunately, I don't want to say unfortunately, but my parents are divorced. So my mother lives in Ohio and my parents actually live in Monroe. So, and I realize that I don't call them as much as I should. And there's other reasons that it doesn't matter. But what the hardest part was realizing that I wasn't calling my parents. So after reading this, I was making it a point because I do have a 40-minute commute, which I do use that time to call people and catch up on things and everything, but I realized I wasn't doing that with my own parents. So I am trying to get better at doing that, but and at the second time too, I had started actually praying more on my way to work and on my way home from work. Praying for my staff, praying for my family, praying for all the my chronic volunteering ministries that I'm a part of, that everything is going according to his plan the way it's supposed to. And again, with gratitude, because sometimes things don't always go the way that we are wanting it to go. And for me, it's I get upset with myself when I don't, like, something has to happen for me to call my parents. And it makes me sad that I do that. And it's not that I don't mean to call them or anything like that. It's just, it gets hard to remember to try to do that. And my daughter said the other day, my oldest daughter says, well, the phone does work both ways. And it does. But at the same time, it's just hard to try to remember everything that we're supposed to be doing on a regular basis. So the biggest part for me was praying on the way to work and then praying on my way home from work, whether I had a busy night of meetings or now I have schoolwork that I have to do in the evenings now, which again takes me away from the kiddos and they're a little bit upset with me at this point in time. But in the end, something good is going to come out of this. I'm not sure exactly what, but it will. So it hit home for me. I don't want to say in a negative way, but it kind of made me sad that I wasn't calling home, and I wasn't even calling home to my father on a regular basis to tell him thank you for letting me wake up that morning, or thank you for not letting my kids get sick and my husband not kill my children because he's at home with them every single day. Because Lord, that man needs some prayers just to give him the patience that he needs, because the kids at the age that they are, it's hard. It's hard for anybody being at home right now. And I know that there's other people that are doing that too right now. And it's a whole different ball game. You don't even know it until you're in it. And the year has been what it has been. And my life, unfortunately, really hadn't changed in terms of work. Everybody around me in terms of their work changed, but mine didn't. I work in healthcare, so whether everybody was at home, I was getting up and going out because we had patients to take care of. So it's kind of weird. Yeah, it's kind of weird when I talk to people because everybody's talking about how their life changed, and mine did, but not in the same way. Like,
yeah,
it got worse and it got hard. And like, I'm tired after the year. Like, I always try to figure out why I'm so tired all the time.
That was an exhausting year for all of us. So it's like
so mentally exhausting. Yeah. But anyways,
so
get back to this.
You notice that the busier we are, the simplest and most important things are the ones that fall to the wayside. So yep. Talking to mm-hmm. the people that we love the most when we're supposed to, and checking in with God and letting him know what's on our hearts. It's like we're so busy that is the thing that falls away, and that is the thing that we need the most.
It is. I feel like it's like, oh, we trust. They'll be there. They'll be there. God's going to be there. It's almost, it's taking for granted sometimes.
Absolutely.
I think that's why we let those ones fall to the wayside, and we have to realize that we can't take that for granted. Like you said, that's the most important.
So let's talk about prayer then. Prayer, like the nuts and bolts of it. What can we pray for? How can we pray? I mean, he makes it very simple. You know, he gave us the Lord's Prayer. This is how you pray, you know? So is there anything that sticks out to anyone to help with the actual where's and why's of prayer?
You know, I know it sounds so silly right now, but I remember listening to a sermon here at church and everything, and we were talking about prayer, and the pastor had said, really, if all the words that come out of your mouth is help, just say help. And that's really all you have to say. And I can't even count how many times that I've said, just help me. Just help me get through this. Just please help. Please. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to know all those cool little words and everything, because I sure don't. But half the time, that's really were all the words that came out of my mouth. And he was there. Always. Even when I wasn't realizing it, when it was 2 days later, when I'm thinking back to after everything that had happened the last couple of days, and I'm like, yep, he was there. If I just would have been paying just a little bit more attention, I would have saw it. And at those times, it makes me really glad, and then opens my eyes to remember that for the next time when I'm just saying those words. It just in the back of my mind, I'm like, pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around you, because it's going to show up. You just don't know when it's going to happen.
Yep.
So, but that's really for me, that's what it all comes down to. Just a couple words.
Yeah. I kind of treat it like a conversation. I'm a talky person. So I've even told my kids, it's just talking to Jesus. It's just a conversation. You tell them how you're feeling. You tell them what you're happy about, what you're sad about, what your frustrations are. So I really do kind of try to treat it like a, you know, he's just sitting right here across the table listening to me just ramble. Because he knows. He made me. He knows I ramble. But it's just, you know, because I can have, you don't have to have the, like Monica said, the fancy words, and it doesn't have to always be a thank you, Lord, please help me. It can be angry. You can yell and scream and have that argument with him.
Yeah.
He wants that. He wants that. Just be honest, let it out.
He's not like he doesn't know what's in your heart.
Exactly. Yeah. He's not going to be mad that you vented.
Right. I like how Romans 8 brings this in. It says, the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the minds of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for all the saints in according with God's will. That's all of us.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even have to be the right word. It doesn't even have to be a word, because the Spirit intercedes and he groans with emotion over what we're praying for, what we're dealing with. So God hears that. So how about a what we do with this? So we talk about answered prayer. What does that look like?
Wow. There's so many things that it can mm-hmm. be. It could be that, I know people use a lot of imagery and everything, but whenever I see a cardinal, I think of somebody that passes away, and I don't know why I think of that, but today or last night, there was a beautiful cardinal that just sat right on our chair, and my kids are running through the house and everything, and I'm like, look, and they all stopped and they looked, and that bird just sat there. Normally they run away as soon as they hear something or movement or whatever, but that bird just turned around and just kept looking at us, and I was like, wow. I was like, okay. And I'm like, what am I missing? Like, I'm really trying to think. And I'm like, and maybe it was just that. It was just the silence that we needed. And so that's the stuff that I look for. I know it sounds kind of silly, but no. it made me just stop and think, like, what am I missing? Because I've had that stuff happen before. So I'm like, but I really just think it was the silence. And
sometimes
just
you find it in the silence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it was for us last night. So, I don't know.
So, let's think for a second about what happens with those prayers. How does God treat our prayers? We always think, well, we're waiting for an answer, when that answer could be no. And he probably answered us right away. And we didn't want to hear it. But just thinking about what these prayers mean to God. I mean, we know what it means to us to have God, to have our kids call us and let us know everything that's going on, mm-hmm. to have them confide in us. So imagine how that feels with God. And I found a verse that I think could help with that in Revelations 5:8. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. That's how much he treasures our prayers. He uses our prayers to make sweet-smelling incense for his temple. Wow. That's love.
So we're just going to leave this here for you guys to think on. Have you called your Heavenly Father lately? And what was the reason? And our blessings to you this week. And remember to fight for those 10 minutes.